There is a war being waged against our industry, and it's been going on for decades. And it's a war that we could so easily win by simply having the will to defend ourselves. Unlike the critics of this business model, we're armed with the facts. We possess a 40-megaton thermonuclear weapon that they can only pretend to have, and it's called the truth. Whether it be that you have to get in early or be at the top to succeed, or that it's a mathematical certainty that those at the bottom are, quote-unquote, doomed to fail, in spite of the obvious fact that virtually every successful distributor in history was at the bottom when they first joined, or that 99% never make any money because to do so they'd have to saturate the population of the earth, or even that our sales organizations form a pyramid-shaped hierarchy, which is actually one of the most ironic claims about this business, considering MLM is actually the only form of business that does not form a pyramid-shaped hierarchy. These and so many others are all claims that can be so absolutely, irrefutably proven wrong. There's another well-known industry commentator who recently suggested that since we as an industry, and by the way, distributorships are a profession within the industry of MLM, we've been defending ourselves for so many decades against these same claims that he suggested that perhaps we should consider the possibility that maybe these critics might have a point. But his statement wasn't quite accurate. We've been getting attacked on the same points for decades, but we hardly ever actually defend ourselves against them, at least not in any well-orchestrated or well-funded way. That's why we keep getting hit with all these same criticisms, not because they might have any validity. And if you question that, please do as I suggested in the video. Google the term MLM and see what comes up within just the first page of results. As of July 29th, 5 of the top 6 sites are viciously anti-MLM sites, all based on the same demonstrably false accusations. And this does include the number 1 search result, the Wikipedia page related to MLM, which has been completely taken over by a small clique of anti-MLM editors who only allow reference links to anti-MLM sites and other critics, but reject any attempt to make the page balanced and objective. And this applies to virtually all MLM company pages on Wikipedia as well. And by the way, so far this year, that MLM Wikipedia page has been viewed, presumably in large part by those considering MLM, over 380,000 times. Now, when I first suggested we start defending ourselves back in the early 90s, the common reaction was that this would only bring more attention to these uber critics and increase their exposure. Well, that arguably made sense back then, before the popularization of this thing called the Internet. Now, if our prospects are even doing a modicum of due diligence, they are finding these sites and these news reports. If we defend ourselves against these critics, then, yes, maybe 97% of them might be aware of them rather than 95%. So, let's get to the solution. The Multiple Marketing Advocacy Group, or MAG, MMAG, will develop a world-class comprehensive website that will be the definitive clearinghouse of industry-supporting information. We'll have video animation showing how downlines actually form and how any participant can join at any time, at any level, and succeed. We'll irrefutably address the claims regarding market saturation, high failure rates, pyramid schemes, and many others using real-world data, historical precedent, and verifiable facts. We'll also provide tools and training to assist you and your representatives in defending their specific opportunity and profession. We'll clearly and definitively define what the legal rules actually are regarding the distinctions between pyramid Ponzi and investment schemes and legal, legitimate MLM programs, not based on biased interpretations, but rather years of legal precedents and the interpretations of MLM expert attorneys and state and federal regulators. So the next time Bill Ackman's legal expert gets on stage with him at a presentation and suggests that the Ninth Circuit Court shut down a company called Omnitrition for being a pyramid scheme because they paid commissions on products consumed by distributors, as he just did, we'll have a place to point to that will clearly reveal him to be utterly in error. I was going to say liar, but I'm also very cognizant of what can be considered libel and slander, so please be assured that nothing on this site or within any of the other items I haven't described yet will get anyone in any kind of legal trouble, and yes, it will all be reviewed by an attorney who specializes in this area. Also, an informative and entertaining book will be written, published as an ebook, a physical book, and an audiobook, that defines and defends the MLM business model, which will be sent to the key members of the media and various regulatory agencies. We'll be doing regular podcasts and video blogs devoted entirely to this define and defend agenda to keep the responses fresh and current. I'd like to promise a live debate series with some of the more prominent MLM critics, but as you might expect, everyone I've ever challenged to such a debate, and that would be well over 50 by now, has declined or ignored the challenge, but I will keep trying. And I really want to emphasize here before I wrap this up that there have been a lot of great leaders within this industry who've had the same passionate desire to create something like MEG, and every board of every trade association I've ever sat on, and that's three actually over the past 24 years, have always been open to or even attempted to pursue a project like this. But every time when it comes time to actually do the work, there's just no time. We all have very demanding full-time gigs, and while the impetus is so strong and the desire is there, no one seems to be able to find that 25th hour in a day. Someone has to manage a project like this on a full-time basis, and the only way that's going to get done is someone is going to have to get hired to do that. And yes, I'm interviewing for that job right now. This is something I'm extremely passionate about and that I love doing, at one time to a fault. A few years ago, I would waste hours a day on message boards defending the industry against all of these claims, which I knew was probably not the best use of my time, but every time I'd go into one of these message boards, I just felt like Mickey Mantle at a t-ball tournament. I mean, it was hard to just put the bat down. Advocating for and defending the MLM industry really is something that I would do for free all day if I could just find a way to just keep gas in the car and the lights on and some frozen pizza in the fridge. And the TiVo bill paid. I think it is unreasonable that you'd expect me to go back to the Stone Age. In all seriousness, I am a childless bachelor, so I don't have a lot of personal overhead to cover, and my knowledge of the subject really does make me the perfect person to do this, and that's all I'm asking for personally. Now let's get to the bottom line, literally. Right now, I'm asking for your support in funding what I call the 10-9-12 plan. That's just 10 contributors providing only $900 a month for 12 months. This provides me with a minimum living wage and the ability to focus 100% on this project, which would be a significant pay cut, considering that means I discontinue all consulting, speaking, and expert witness activity, which I'm willing to do for just this 12-month period. This will also provide the necessary funds to build a world-class website, create professional video animation, cover travel expenses, publishing costs for the book, and all the other various expenses involved to create a very professional online presence and to facilitate all the aspects of MEG's advocacy agenda. Now, of course, all sponsors of MEG will be under no obligation to continue these monthly payments if you feel that I and my team are not doing what you expected of us. I will have help on this, by the way, too, but I expect most of that will be an all-volunteer army. I'm also going to create a board of directors, which I've already got a lot of interest in for this by several industry leaders, so it's not just all about me and me sort of unilaterally out there making all the decisions and creating all of this. They'll kind of oversee the whole thing and offer a lot of guidance in that area. And this is not just a donation to the cause. MEG sponsors will be prominently showcased on the website and within the book, on all the podcasts and video blogs, and during all the live MEG events. Within a few months, the one homepage banner ad alone could easily be worth this $900 fee. There'll be various other perks and benefits to sponsors as well. So in closing, if you want more detail about what specifically we'll be doing with MEG as far as what issues we'll be addressing and how, please just give me a call anytime. And if you still have any doubt at all about the need for such a response, please check out the very small sampling of examples of what we're up against right now right below this audio. Thank you for considering my proposal, and I very much appreciate your attention.